Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium, and this is the 10-day transformation support call with our owner, founder, and the creator of the transformation, David Sandoval. It's a great pleasure to introduce him. David's going to share some insights, thoughts about doing the transformation cleanse, and then later on in the call, he's going to open up the lines for testimonials as well as questions and answers. So this is your opportunity to get the most out of your own cleansing experience. David's helped thousands of people through this program, and it's just fun to listen to them, and hope you've got a pen and paper out and taking notes, ready to maximize your experience. So David, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, thank you very much, David Litt. Could you hear me?
I can.
Fantastic. Well, we've got a big group on the line tonight. I know we've got Linda and Leslie, Ayetta, Jeff and Mindy, Deborah. I think it was Rahesh, Mary, Tatiana, and about six or eight other people that I wasn't able to quite understand your names, but I want to welcome you guys as well. We're going to do this together, and it's going to be an amazing experience. I am really excited by the group of people. I think we've got a couple hundred people that are starting either today, have started today, or will start tomorrow. And so, I just want to, first of all, let you know that you made a great decision. And that decision is one that, realistically, if this is your first transformation, this is a decision that realistically could change the trajectory of your life. And there's a number of reasons for that that we're going to get into as the days go on, but the most important one is that you've made a decision to improve your life. And making that decision is so important that it's the reason why the placebo effect works. Because if you've made a decision that you want to get well, to where you remember to take your medicine, and you physically take this medicine, regardless of what it is, that it actually works for a lot of people, because half of the battle is making the decision that you want to, and then the other half is actually doing it. And so once you have done it, and you will, the feeling of power, the feeling of self-control, and the knowledge that you could overcome your fears, that you could overcome your insecurities, that you could overcome your addictions, that you could overcome hunger and desire and craving, the same hunger, desires, and cravings that have gotten you into, for most Americans, what is a health care crisis. And so the fact that you made the decision, the fact that you're going to get through these 10 days, because we're going to do it together as a team, and we'll achieve it together, and we'll get more out of it because we did it together. And what we're going to do is we are going to sort of experience a super low-calorie, super high nutrient food regimen. Now, this is incredibly diametrically opposed to everything that food is in the world today. Today, food is composed for taste. Food is composed for price. Food is composed for convenience. Food is composed to make profit, extreme profit, and food is composed to, quite honestly, do just about everything but nourish you. High calorie, low nutrient, frankenfoods that have so many artificial flavors, artificial colors, artificial binders, artificial fats, modified proteins, genetically modified ingredients, irradiated ingredients, homogenized ingredients, pasteurized ingredients and ingredients with preservatives, chemical, agricultural chemicals, pesticides and herbicides, all of these things being taken into our body under the pretext of nourishing because they're called food. Yet their primary purpose is not to nourish. It's to taste and to fill our stomach, but not to nourish. And as a result of that, we have polluted our body with artificial things, and we have denied our body what they need by stripping the nutrients from food. The white rice and the white wheat and the white flour and the, you know, even the white sugar and the white salt, all with the vital minerals and fats and nutrients stripped from them. And so we've destroyed food. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a 10-day vacation. We're going to take 10 days where we completely stop consuming these fake, chemicalized, poison foods. And we are going to saturate our body with the most nourishing, healing, vital, nutrient-dense, low calorie, living, raw, organic, amazing food. And when you do that for 10 days, it's really crazy at first. So I'm going to tell you what it's going to be like day 1 through 4 so that you're prepared for it. At least day 1 through 3, but yeah, day 1 through 4. Because when you begin to deny your body its satisfaction in the form of sugar and salt and calories, cheap, free energy. You know, when you begin to deny your body these fatty, salty, sugary substances, then your body's not going to like it. When you stop filling your stomach to the point of stuffed feeling, that full feeling, when you stop doing that, your body's not going to be happy. And the truth is that that isn't what you should be doing, and that's okay. It's okay that your body's not happy, that you're no longer poisoning it. And through that, there's going to be some transitional adjustments that are going to be made by your body. So I'm going to explain what's going to be happening at the cellular level so you could totally close your eyes and see it. You could understand what's going on. Okay, at the cellular level, your body is a machine. It virtually must have, it's a living organism that must be fed. It's not a machine. It's a living organism that must be fed, but like a manufacturing plant. Here's the example I like to use. Let's say that it's your job to make veggie burgers. And to make a veggie burger, you need 2 buns, you need 1 veggie patty, you need 3 pickles, 2 slices of tomato, a leaf of lettuce, a squirt of mustard, a squirt of ketchup, and that's what you need to complete making a hamburger. Well, let's say that you only provide the body, or you only provide the restaurant, with everything except for the tomatoes and the lettuce, and 1 bun. Like, you only have the top bun, not the bottom bun. And so when the restaurant goes to manufacture the burger, the veggie burger, it can't do it. So it literally has to shut down. It can't sell half of a veggie burger. Well, your body at the cellular level demands certain quantities of nutrients. in order to do its job, certain phytonutrients in order to do its job, and certain minerals in order to do its job, certain fats in order to do its job, certain proteins in order to do its job, and even, believe it or not, certain sugars in order to do its job in the form of glycogen, glucose, and oxygen is the fuel for ourselves. And when we give the body everything that it needs, then it will produce and manufacture what we need, energy and life and a healthy cell. And when we give it less than it needs, it knows it. It cannot do its job. And it sends a message to the brain. It says, you must feed me. I must get more nutrients. I don't have enough. And so your body gets hungry again, even though you've already eaten. You feel like you need to eat again. You do eat again, and guess what? What do you eat? Dessert. And dessert does not have the nutrients your cells are craving. So your body says, okay, well, we keep getting too much sugar and too much fat, so let's store that in case we don't have enough later. It's clear that the body isn't sending us everything we need all the time, so let's store this extra fat and sugar, and we'll hope that we get more nutrients, tell the brain to send more food. And so the brain does tell you that you're hungry, and the same repetitive cycle continues. Cells that are not being nourished, screaming to the brain to nourish me. The brain doesn't hear nourish me, it hears feed me. You get hungry and you eat that food which we described. The chemical frankenfood that's killing us. So for 10 days, we're going to do the exact opposite. We're not going to have a whole bunch of extra calories and not enough nutrients. So for the first 3 days, the same thing's going to happen. You're going to keep screaming, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. Even though your cells will have more than enough nutrients. Because what we've done is we've turned this whole thing upside down. We are giving the body more than enough of all the nutrients it needs, but we're not giving the body all of the calories that it's used to. Now, if you're getting all the nutrients you need, but you're not used to that, so your body doesn't know what it's like to actually get all of the nutrients it needs, but you're not getting all of the calories you typically get, then your body is going to be very confused. Your body is going to say, hey, what's going on here? Why is it that I'm not getting any calories? I must be starving. So your body will convince your brain that you're starving and it's going to demand food. Well, guess what? When it does that, you're going to feed it. You know what you're going to feed it? Super low calorie, super high fiber foods like watermelon, apples, something like cucumbers or avocado. You see? And then you stop and you ask yourself, well, what am I really craving? Am I craving something sweet and savory? Well, you know, maybe I'm going to have avocado. Excuse me, maybe I'm going to have apple or watermelon. Am I tasting something crunchy? Then maybe apple. If I want something soft and sweet, watermelon. If I want something creamy and, then I'm going to have, and fatty, I'm going to have avocado. You know, if I want something, maybe with some spice, I'll take some chips of cucumber and put some salt and cayenne and lemon. But you're going to learn to use flex foods. And flex foods are when your body demands food, you're going to give it to them. You're going to chew, you're going to swallow, you're going to satisfy that demand. You're going to do it in a way that's really healthy, and that's going to begin to reset your metabolism. This takes about 3 days. On the first day, most people make it through with willpower. On the first day, most people are like, I could do this, I knew I could do this, and they get through. For some people, they start to really freak out on day one. They're like, oh my God, what have I got myself into? And you gotta make the way through it. You gotta make it into the night. You gotta get to bed and you gotta be really happy and tell yourself, you know what? Right now, over 20 million people, most of them children, are going to bed starving through no choice of their own. They're on the virtual verge of death. And I want you to relate to them. I want you to pray with them. I want you to cry with them. I want you to feel their pain. I want you to send your love to them and to know that you're going to have food soon and that your cells are being nourished thoroughly. You're just not getting your fix to the food you become addicted to. And it just helps a little bit to empathize with somebody who is far hungrier than you and has no choice but to be starving. On day two is an interesting experience because you have either set your mind to it or you have not. If you've set your mind to it, then you're already thinking, okay, how could I be creative with my drinks? How could I go to those recipes and use a little coconut water, use a little almond milk, use a little vanilla extract, use a couple of drops of stevia. Let's make this power shake a little sexier. Let's embrace it. How could I make some really cool flex foods? Let's just not settle for avocado. Let's mash it up with some spices and some chili and turn it into guacamole and use some carrots and some cucumbers and some bell pepper as chips and eat some, some guacamole and chips. They're just not fatty fried corn chips. And you realize how delicious that could be and how satisfying it is. And you're like, wow. See, that's the difference. Or you could suffer on day two. You could sit there and you could not plan. You could not prepare your flex foods. And, you could make it harder on yourself and you could still muscle through it. But day two, by the end of day two, and on day three, is when the cravings for the foods you love typically are strongest. And the people who make it through day one, two, and three are usually doing really well, and they're going to sail through the rest of the period. If you can muscle through day one, two, and three, do whatever it takes, I promise you, day four will be twice as easy as day three. Day five will be euphoria. And then you have 5 days of an amazing experience that will seem like, it'll seem like a new you because you're going to have lost so much weight in just 5 days, 5 to 10 pounds in the first 5 days. You're going to be feeling it. Your belt is going to be tighter. Your pants are going to be falling down. Your shirts are going to be looser. People are going to be asking you what you're doing, and it's going to feel good. So what I want to do is I want to invite everybody out there right now who wants to tell me, and I want the people who are doing it for the first time to go first. I want you to tell me, are you starting today or tomorrow? And how are you feeling? And do you have any questions for me that might help you make it through this? Okay, I just unmuted you guys. So who's in this for the first time? Speak up. So all of you have done this before?
We're muted, aren't we?
Tell me again.
Are we muted?
No, I can hear you. Hello?
I'm happy with the sub meal. It seems to be doing fine.
Okay, so you've been using the Love Super Meal.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And it was fine, and I know somebody's lost 12 pounds on it in 3 weeks.
Fantastic. Well, that's really nice. And so are you doing it for the first time, or is this your second time?
I've been taking the Love Meal right along for about a month and a half.
Okay, but so are you doing the transformation now, or what brings you on the call tonight?
Somebody who called to get the number of the transformation, and I thought, I better listen in on this, and so I'm here.
Okay, cool. Well, nice to have you. Can we hear from people who are on the transformation now? And if obviously if you're...
She's new on it.
Who's that now?
Michelle, she's the one that called me for the number from Reno.
Michelle, are you out there? Well, apparently Michelle called you for the number but didn't join us tonight. Well, it seems like
David?
Is anybody... Yeah,
David,
hello?
My name's Deborah. Can you hear me? This is Deborah.
Yeah, hey, Deborah.
Hey there. This is my second time doing the transformation, and last time I tried really hard not to use flex foods, feeling like almost that was sort of cheating in a way. So I'm interested in hearing you talk about flex foods as almost like something that, well, I guess that most people do.
Well, yeah, I don't know where you got the impression that it was cheating. you know, maybe, you know, again, you know, some people have, you know, that, you know, life is suffering and misery.
Right.
Is pain is, you know, I'm not that way. To the contrary, I want you to retrain your body when you're hungry, to see how delicious nature tastes. Secondly, I want your body to be using these clean, you know, vegetable and fruits to help cleanse and purge, you know, toxins. You know, I want to keep your motility going. I don't want your body to go in a starvation mode. To the contrary, I want you to inundate your body with food. Not necessarily, you know, massive amounts, but I mean between the Master Aminos and between the Power Shakes and between the Flex Foods, you're putting something into your body to activate your metabolism. When your metabolism's activated, then you're burning calories. And so every 2 hours you're going to be doing something from my program specifically, and then on the breaks, you're going to be doing flex foods. I mean, your body's never going to think it's starving. Your cells are going to freak out for 2 to 3 days, so your brain will think you're starving, but your body won't. And if you use the flex foods properly, the first 3 days are no problem at all. But it's just your mental insecurity of missing the other foods. Oh, I'm used to eating this, I'm used to eating that. And so, yeah, the flex foods are vitally important so that when a month from now you're starving and you go, you know what, that sounds great, a piece of toast with avocado on it, you know, and all of a sudden that's your snack instead of a donut, and that's pretty cool.
Right. Right. Okay, great. So the portions for the recommended flex foods are on the handout options that we all have. So are you saying that 3 times a day even would be okay to have flex foods?
Yeah, 3 flex foods a day you're talking about. You'd be surprised if you've had your aminos and you've had, you know, 20 ounces of water and then you eat half of a green apple, you're going to have so much energy, you're going to think you just had a double espresso, you know? So yeah, flex foods are really cool. And you know, when you're craving something like cold and sweet, you know, instead of a Coke, you have watermelon, and your mouth feels the same sensation. You know what I mean? You got something sweet and cold and awesome. You know, it feels in your mouth like nothing feels better than watermelon. So there are just so many things that you could do to make this easy on yourself and to make it fun. You know, me and the girls who are, I've got a couple of ladies, between them, I think they have 5 kids. They're married. Their husband said, you know, girls, you haven't had a day off in 8 years. You're going down, staying with Dave for 8 days. You know, you're going to get started on the transformation. You're going to come home on day 8, 9, and 10 when you're feeling amazing, you know, and we're going to be here doing everything for you between now and then. I got a couple of ladies who run a business in Las Vegas, finally slowing down because of the holiday season. So they're going to come out, and they're going to try to drop 10 or 15 pounds as well. You know, I've got a couple of fellas coming up tonight. One of them got 20 pounds to lose. So we're all doing this together. It's really fun, whether you're here at the Oasis, you know, if you're in California, drive on up, you know, wherever you are, we're going to be here on these calls. And, you know, together, you know, like I said, we're going to make this fun. We're going to make it easy. You know, tonight I went and I got celery, organic celery, carrots, tomatoes. I got cucumbers. I got chickpeas, and I made some amazing hummus. And hummus is made, you know, from a legume, from chickpeas, very healthy for you. And so our flex food tonight is going to be vegetables, crouton, and instead of dipping them in blue cheese, we're going to dip them in hummus, which is really good for you. And you can make your hummus out of lentils and out of white beans. And then you're eating lentils, which are amazingly healthy, and white beans, which are really good at lowering cholesterol. And you spice it properly, just like you would your onion dip. You could make hummus taste like onion dip. And then you dip your vegetables in it instead of chips. It's amazing. And, you know, like I said, there's so many healthy ways to do flex food. And when you get used to making these snacks all the time, oh, I'm going to make me a snack, and I'm going to make me the healthiest, delicious snack. That's a habit. You're going to practice for 10 days. It's going to be pretty hard to break it after 10 days. You know what I mean? They say you have to have something about 21 times before your taste buds say, yeah, I love that. You're going to have all of these healthy foods 21 times or more over the course of 10 days if you do the flex foods the way that I want you to. So there is no cheating. There's only treating. That's what flex foods are for.
Great. Thank you, David.
No worries.
Hi, David. This is...
Who else is this?
Hi, David. This is Laura in Virginia. Nice to meet you.
Hey, Laura. Pleasure to have you.
Question for you in regards to exercise during the cleanse. Any tips or feedback regarding going to the gym or changing,
this is
modifying?
Different for everybody, okay? The main thing is that I want to warn everybody, the enemy is constipation, okay? When you dehydrate the body, whether you're doing saunas or whether you're exercising and you're detoxing, you're going to have a much better chance of becoming constipated. Also, your energy level may wane. And so I have people who have literally done insanity, not that I recommend that program, which I don't, but they have done this while doing the 10-day transformation. I have other people who say they don't have the energy to pick up their kids from school until day 5. And so every body is different. So what I do recommend, though, is that you make sure that you're not constipated And so if you're going to exercise or if you're prone to constipation, at the store they sell vegetable stool softeners. They also have salt flush, little bottles of salt flush, or you could do your own salt flush. But make sure that you keep whatever, you know, whatever you have to do, exercise-wise, go ahead and do it. But constipation and dehydration are going to be the enemy, and they've caused many people to stop the transformation just because they got constipated. So I encourage everybody to have a stool softener. They're very inexpensive. They're totally natural. They're mostly just made from magnesium. And you get yourself a stool softener, and you have it at the ready, and you just make sure that you're regular. And that's another thing that the Flex Foods do, but everybody is different. So, yes, I mean, me, I'm on the transformation. I carried today 360 40-pound bricks, about 20 to 30 steps each. So I probably carried about 2 tons today, across while I'm building this walkway. And so, yeah, I've got no problem for me. My energy levels are, you know, through the roof, but not everybody is that way.
Super. Thank you.
Now, what you can do is you could double up on the power shake, use twice as much if you're working out. And, you know, I've got people who need to work out because it's their job to do so. So I tell them they can double up on the power shake and double up on the aminos if you're, you know, if you're a MMA fighter, if you're a model or an actress, and you have to keep a very rigid schedule that where you're working 15, 16 hours or you're burning 5,000 calories potentially, in a workout. Then, yes, you're going to have to double up on your aminos, double up on your power shake as well.
Hi, David. This is Dr. Fleischer calling. How are you?
Hey, great to have you on the call, doctor.
I have a question regarding one of my patients, Mara, who is very excited about Purium products. And she did the 10-day cleanse, but told me that she didn't lose any weight at all. She is dealing with raising 2 young kids and healing naturally from breast cancer, not using any pharmaceuticals at all and doing quite well. But I wondered what could result in that other than perhaps stress and cortisol levels?
There's 3 typical contributors to that. 1, timing. Most women tend to put on some weight, you know, when they're approaching their menstrual cycle. So if you do it in the face of that, I've seen that, you know, negate weight loss, and then the weight loss is usually seen, you know, 10 to 15 days later, once the water weight and the hormones and everything else balance out. I've seen that be a thing. And as you said, you know, simply stress hormones. As you know, but not a lot of people know, your body has a weight that is set into its memory. And when you're under a lot of stress, we tend to lose weight. The body's reaction is to fight that and to try to hold you at a certain weight. People who have had a leg removed that weighed 180 pounds, they have a leg removed. And 2 months later, they weigh 180 pounds because their body compensated and put the weight back on that the leg weighed because it was a defense mechanism to stay alive. And so I think you nailed it, doctor. Not a lot of people understand that, the stress hormone. For men, it makes your hair fall out. For women, it makes you gain weight around your midsection.
Thank you, David.
No, my pleasure. And remember, this has a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if after a few days of her hormones balancing or whatever, she doesn't experience the weight loss, she could get her money back. I mean, that's just the way that we are. It's our policy. It's what makes us who we are. We want everyone to be satisfied.
Oh, wait.
What I'm doing is just giving her some things to decrease the stress, and she's going to do the program again.
Okay, what I'd like you to do is highly recommend the Be Energetic. It sounds like an energy product, but it really is for de-stressing and recharging adrenal glands. As everybody knows, we think of adrenal glands as our fight or flight mechanism that gives us like that superhuman strength to fight off a bear or to be able to run really fast away from the bear. But we either, this adrenal energy is something that's so important to us, but because we live in a stressful environment, we tend to deplete our adrenal stores, and then other things we do to try to heal the body, whether they're trying to heal from cancer, whether we're trying to heal from obesity, and I don't mean obesity, but, you know, overweight, our body is not going to allow us to because of that stress. And so I highly recommend Be Energetic and Tart Cherry. The Tart Cherry will help her get the rejuvenating sleep. The Be Energetic will charge the adrenal glands and give her my number as well and let her know that I'd be happy to speak to her if she wants a further explanation.
Thank you, David. I do have her on the Be Energetic, and she's
nice.
Also on the White American Ginseng extract, because
mm-hmm.
there's very good research showing that the Panax quinquefolius, which is the main ingredient, actually is anti-carcinogenic, specifically against breast cancer lines.
And isn't it funny that the red ginseng has the not the opposite effect, but it excites the body, and it doesn't
excites
have...
The apple, right.
Yeah. So this white ginseng, as you said, is quite unique for that and very well stated.
Yeah, the Korean and the Chinese ginseng doesn't do what the American ginseng does. But it actually has been shown in clinical research to actually help the immune system kill the breast cancer cells, which I thought was very exciting.
And of course, we all know that, you know, you look at just on breast cancer and stress, you know, you look at, you know, fried foods, barbecued foods, you look at hydrogenated oils, and you look at lack of sleep. Those are the top three reasons that enable breast cancer to grow. Of course, genetics, you know, play a part. Of course, those things that disrupt your hormones, those things that, you know, cause spastic cell activity, these are the things that we need to look out for. And so it's really amazing the work you're doing, and I know that everybody on the line appreciates your input tonight.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, how is everybody doing tonight? You have some more questions for me? Would you like a little rhythm? I mean, I love the rhythm, as I said, of waking up and having that warm water. Everybody goes, Dave, why warm water? Well, cold water and warm water are both water. It's just that cold water, it doesn't necessarily go through your kidneys. It'll stay in your stomach where it'll need to be warmed up in order to be used by the body. It has to actually warm the body up. And so people go, well, cold water helps you burn calories because if your body has to warm up, it's such a minimal, you know, half a calorie, 2 calories, maybe 3. It's not the same as the benefit you get from drinking warm water. By that I mean room temperature or warmer, and letting it flush through your kidneys. And that's really important. So if you wake up in the morning when your kidneys have been left alone and you're able to flush them with that warmer water, it's really important for your lymph fluid, for your, you know, for your entire body, that your organs are clean. You know, a lot of people don't realize that we have 3 times more lymph fluid than we do blood. And while, yes, it's important, you know, that we keep the liver clean and, you know, but, you know, if we look at where protein is processed, if we look at where so many important things happen, our kidneys get congested because of the poor protein we eat, and, you know, especially bodybuilders, and we really need to flush those kidneys, and that allows the liver to clean the blood better. It allows for our lymph glands, you know, to do their job, and And so it's all connected, and this detoxing and flushing in the morning is really important. So please, you know, have your large glass of water. Have your aminos in the morning. Have a half of a green apple. See how much energy that gives you. It's really amazing. And then when you have your power shake in the morning, don't be afraid. I like to put a young baby coconut with the meat in there, like a Thai coconut with the meat in there. And then I use some almond milk. I mix that together, a little bit, a couple drops of stevia, a couple drops of vanilla extract, some ice. I blend that thing up. It's the most tropical, amazing, delicious. I mean, it's like, wow. You know, I just made them for the girls in the kitchen, and they're like, so why didn't somebody tell me about this earlier, man? They said they could do this all day long. And so make this fun for yourselves. Fun is easy. It's an adventure. If you think of it as an adventure, not a punishment, you know, I think you're going to love it. So here's the funny thing. I want to tell you a story, and then I'm going to let you go. People who have been through the transformation, they forget almost completely about how day one, two, and three were, because they feel so great by day five, amazing by day eight, Superman by day 10, or Superwoman, and then they're telling everybody, you got to do this, it's so easy. And it's hilarious that if you'd ask them, is this easy on day one, two, or three, they'd never describe it as such. And so don't get all carried away by the people who have been through the transformation and they're telling you, oh, my God, this is so amazing. It's so easy. You have to do it. It is amazing. And it gets to the point to where it's easy. But day one, two, and three are the challenge. And I want you, as responsible transformers and transform guides, to let people know that that's what they could expect. Let people know that day one, two, or three are a challenge. Day one, two, or three are like climbing a mountain and finally getting to that point where you look out and you go, wow, I've been having my face to the mountain as I climbed up, but now I'm at the top and I turn and I see this beautiful view and look at how that long downhill walk I have in front of me through meadows and trees and flowers and, you know, and it just, you know, yeah, that 3-day climb up the steep side of the mountain, it's a son of a gun. You know, the weak don't make it. But that isn't you. And when you have friends with you and they're throwing you a rope and they're helping you along, it makes it that much easier. So, you know, I'm your what is it called, a Sherpa guide? That's me. I've been through these mountains 1,000 times. I know what you're going to encounter. I know how to get through it. I know you will get through it. This is not a punishment. I don't want anybody saying, I starved. If you starved, it's your own fault. It's because you didn't have an avocado, an apple, a watermelon, a carrot, a tomato, you know, a cucumber. It's not my fault you starved, that's for sure. Because I make it very clear, we are not here to starve you. We are here to deny your body the excess calories and the adulterated chemicals and fake frankenfoods that have been poisoning you. And we're going to retrain your body, break your addiction to food, purify, cleanse. And some people, I mean, you know that some people have lost 25 pounds in 10 days. It's insane. Others, like myself, I don't expect to lose a pound. I'm 175 pounds. I'm about 8% body fat. You know, to be honest with you, I just don't have very much fat to lose. But what I'm hoping to do is to lose 2 or 3 pounds of toxins from my lymph fluid. And so that's what's so great. So keep flushing, keep eating, keep moving your bowels, keep drinking that warm water, exercise, but not to excess, and join me for these calls. Now, I want to take a little head count. I've got Linda, Leslie, Aida, Jeff, Mindy, Deborah, Laura, Rahish, Mary, Tatiana, and Michelle, but I heard 2 or 3 others. So would you mind just letting me know who else is out there for tonight?
Nalani and Vivian.
Milani?
Nalani.
Nalani and Vivian.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
There's also Jessiana.
I have Tatiana, but did I get that wrong? Is there another?
No, that was Jessiana with a J.
Oh, Jessiana. Awesome, awesome. Right on.
We have Braha from Toronto.
Say the name one last time.
We have Braha Shafir from Toronto.
Awesome. Great to have you. Awesome to have so many of our friends from Canada. So, I know personally, you know, of at least 200 people who are doing this. So for those of you, you know, if you pray, if you meditate, if you simply stop and ponder before you go to bed, I want you again to remember, you know, not only the 200 people who are doing this with you, but remember those 20 million people who, you know, who are suffering from starvation. 20 million children going to bed tonight hungry with knots in their stomachs. So I want to share a story about my youth. When I grew up with, you know, up to 10 people living in a 3-bedroom house and my mom trying to feed all of them with one chicken and a bowl of rice, you know, and me going to bed every night so hungry that I would have to hold my knees up to my chin, so that my stomach wouldn't be so empty. And I remember it would keep me warm as well because, you know, the house was cold, and cuddling underneath that blanket with my knees, you know, up to my face. I learned years later that there's a term for it. It's called having knees for dinner. And I remember chewing, just biting, taking my teeth and scratching the tops of my knees. And when I heard that term, having knees for dinner, I knew exactly what they were talking about. And so I come from poverty. You know, from hunger as a child. I know what it's like. I was one of those 20 million. And so for me, fasting is no big deal. I could go weeks having one meal a day, and it's no problem. And through that experience, I learned some crazy things. One, I learned to forage. I knew every tree and every garden in the city of Lomita that I grew up in. And I would walk the streets picking fruit and berries, anything edible, as I walked around the city streets and I knew where the gardens were. And I'm ashamed to say, steal carrots and tomatoes and other things growing on vines like snap peas. And I would just eat them fresh right from the garden, just wiping the dirt off with my hand because I was that hungry. But that was good, because I grew up eating literally fruits and berries and vegetables and, you know, and beans and rice and all the things that poor people eat. But I learned that we don't need all the food that people think we need. And with a few superfoods, we could survive and we could thrive. And it nourishes our body and our brain. And so, you know, I take my experiences from life and I want to share them, not to elicit sympathy, but to show you the knowledge, the base of where I came from. You know, why is it that I'm not afraid of things? Well, because I've been through hell and I'm here today to talk about it. Why is it that I have the experiences to share with you? Because I was a breatharian for more than a year where I consumed less than one meal a week, literally one fruit a week for more than a year. And I lived on nothing but the wheatgrass juice that I put into the products that I sell you. So I'm not just a talking head. I have lived, experienced, and gone in depth into the knowledge of cellular survival. And I just want to let you know that for 40,000 years, we did not use insulin in the way we do today. For 40,000 years, men were hunters and gatherers, and their ability to find food was intermittent. That means they didn't get food that often. And when they got food, they had this magical thing that happened, a hormone created by their pancreas called insulin. They would take and it would work to hold the sugar and the nutrients from that food in that blood for as long as they possibly could, because there was so little that was consumed, it didn't want it to pass through the body very quickly. And then if we were lucky to have abundant food once in a while, then it would take the excess energy and store it as fat in case we were starving later, we wouldn't die. So let's restore sanity to our pancreas. Let's restore sanity to the use of insulin. Let's let insulin do its job. And by the time you're in day 5, you're going to be going, Dave is crazy, but it's true. I'm having less than 1,000 calories a day, and I have abundant energy. I'm never hungry, and my pancreas is keeping energy in my body all day long, even though I'm having 1/3, 25%, or 20% of the calories that I typically consume in a day. It's a beautiful thing to set your body free, to do what it was meant to do, the way it was meant to do it. So welcome to this first day or the prep day. I appreciate having you all on the phone tonight, and I hope that you enjoyed the time we spent together. We'll be back tomorrow night once again. Stay on for as little or as long as you like, and we'll be here each and every night for you. So as is my tradition, I'd like to say good night and give you the opportunity to shout out and do the same. So good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Dave. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thanks.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Yeah, hello.
Good night, everybody.